towards the home corner. Eduardo's got them chasing. 4:25 left to run. He's two clear from Glenall in second. Imogene saved all the ground up to third, trying to bullock into the clear. Flit runs on and then followed Mr. Seawolf. Melody Bell with plenty to do. Eduardo in front at the 200. Imogene back to the rail. Flit, Glenall, and then followed Melody Bell. 100 to go. Eduardo just in front. The run closed on Imogene. Flit coming again. Eduardo's digging in. Rowilla throws everything at him and he gets home. Eduardo beat Flit. Imogene may have got up for third.
He was very well supported to take out the Group 2 Missile Stakes at Rosehill yesterday, and his trainer Joe Pride joins us this morning. Congratulations, Joe.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren.
He was second up for you and very well supported, as I referenced. How were your feelings going into the race?
Yeah, a little bit nervous. He sort of showed us in his first run that he looked like he was back in business, and but it was a much tougher test for him there yesterday against some, it was a small field, a high quality lineup, and but he came through, and he came through really well, I thought.
Just winding the clock back for those that don't know, Joe, how did he come to be under your care?
Okay, so just a stable client expressed interest in the horse to the original owners, and we purchased him. The original owners have stayed in, which was just fantastic. And we've just got a few new people in him as well. And he sort of moved north here a couple of months ago.
Older horse. And just talking to Ray Thomas earlier on, he said that you said he doesn't feel like an older horse because he hasn't been over race. From a soundness point of view, how is he to prepare for you?
Yeah, no, 100%. He's really, really good. He hasn't got an arthritic bone in his body. He's in terrific shape. He wasn't broken in until well into his three-year-old year. And for that reason, a lot of the damage that's done to horses is done when they're trained up as juveniles, but he didn't cop that training, and for that reason he's really sound now, and in real terms I don't think he's anything like a seven-year-old.
Ray also referenced that there's a number of Everest slots still up for grabs. Has the phone rung at all since the victory yesterday?
No, it hasn't, but I wouldn't expect it to either, because it's very early and there's a lot of a really unique year this year, so this horse has still got a little way to go, but I think he's a really good prospect. I think what he showed yesterday, those fighting qualities to be able to run that fast early on in the race and then finish off and beat those good horses in that manner. He wouldn't let anyone down if he got a slot. I know he's a very good horse. I've got some pretty good sprinters over the years. I think he's right up there with those horses.
What do you think's his best attributes?
I just love that fighting quality he's got towards the end. He's got an amazing cardio, this horse, because, any horse that can run along at those sort of speeds but then have a kick left when challenged. He's not a show-off. He doesn't just like to go out and win easily. He very much, I think, waits for his opposition. But that's a great quality in a thoroughbred, that's for sure.
What do you map out for him in the weeks and months ahead?
7 weeks until the shorts, and I think that should be his next run. And I think if he was to win the shorts, I think at that point, if not before, he should be taken very seriously as an Everest contender.
You referenced that you've trained a good group of sprinters over the years, and my memory goes back to Tiger Tees winning an Ori Star. It was Ori Star Day down here yesterday, and what a great family that was for you, Tiger Tees, Terra Vista and others, and some high-quality sprinters out of that family. And on the anniversary of Ori Star Day, fitting for you to take out the Missile Stakes in Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a bit of Tiger Tees about him, actually, this horse. Tiger Tees used to do a sort of similar sort of thing. He would sort of wait for his opposition at times and then give a really good kick. Sort of neat, small chestnut. There's a few similarities there for sure, and a few of the same owners in this horse as well as Haddon Tiger Tees, so it's good.
And with that gap to the shorts, does he have a week or two out now, or do you just keep him ticking over?
No, I'll give him a couple of weeks off. He's earned that, and he'll enjoy getting his head down. He hasn't had a break for some time now. He came straight out of work in Melbourne to be at my stable, so a couple of weeks off will do him the world of good.
Well done yesterday, Joe. Terrific to see Eduardo settle in so well to Sydney. Those two victories have been dominant, and he's got those attributes, as you said, of a Tiger Tees and a high-class sprinter, and looking forward to seeing him appear in some 7 weeks or so in the shorts.
Great. Thanks very much, Warren.